Thank you for calling TRG Heating and Cooling. Please press 1 if you are new.
Thank you for calling Triangle Repair Group. This is Christina. How can I help you?
Oh, hi, Christina. Is Scotty available?
Scotty is no longer working here.
I see.
I don't know if Scotty ever worked here, but he does not work here anymore. I'm fairly new as well.
Okay. So we're doing the marketing, the online marketing for your company, and we're having trouble processing the payment. So who would handle that now, you think?
Greg is the one who's always handled our marketing. I don't know what Scotty would have had. What kind of marketing is it? Do you know, like, what do we get so I can just let Brandon know and see if you want me to process the payment?
Yeah, we put TRG Heating and Cooling on the first page of Google and Bing for the categories in your area, and then we've included this call tracking number that I'm talking to you on now. And then we also do the directories and the mobile optimization, making sure that you guys come up from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, and the voice-activated devices such as Alexa.
Okay, and how much is it that you're trying to run the payment for?
It's for $199.
And what, it's just not going through?
Yeah, well, it was in Scotty's name, which makes sense if he's not there anymore, why it's not going through. It was Scotty Morris. It was his card number, a Visa ending in 7596.
Okay. Let me see if – I think that's actually Brandon's card, but let me just double check because I have a copy.
Okay. It could
and
be, yeah.
I can give you, if it's not his card, I can give you his card to process the payment.
Okay, sounds good. And then I'll send you a fresh login to the dashboard because when people call on this number, the calls are stored on the dashboard and recorded for quality assurance. So if you ever want to go on and, you know, listen to a call or see how many leads you're getting each month, you'll have access to that since, you know, Scotty's no longer there. I want to make sure that, you know, someone can keep tabs on the account.
Perfect. Yes. Thank you. Please.
Of course.
Can I go and give you my email for that, or do you want me to wait
yes.
and see? I'm trying
no,
to
I'll update card. The email first, and then when you get the card, you can let me know. So go ahead. What is your email?
It's Christina, C-H-R-I-S-T-I-N-A,
mm-hmm.
At TriangleRepairGroup.com.
Triangle.
Can you send me a text with his card? I'm just trying to run through.
And I'll take out Scotty's name as a reference, and then you're Christina, and what's your last name?
Edwards.
Edwards, okay. So we'll just change it to your name, but I know that the card is going to be in Derek's name, you said, or Rick? Or is it the same?
His name's Brandon Owen. He's the owner of the company.
Oh, Brandon Owen. Okay. Let me fix that.
And I know this Chapel Hill number, we actually get a lot of calls off this number because it always pops up as a Chapel Hill number. So I want to make sure
yep.
we pay that.
Yeah. This number, it'll always show on the caller ID as this number, even though it's clients calling in. And if you ever call the number to test it, you'll hear, you know, thank you for calling TRG Heating and Cooling. If you're a new customer, press 1. If you're an existing customer, press 2. Both options will still ring over to you. But if it's a computer-generated spam call, they can't press 1 or 2. So those will fall off. And then, as you know, when you're connected, it's a real person on the other end.
Yes, ma'am. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if he deleted the message for both of us to see, but can I have a number for you? And I can
of
give
course.
You a call right back with that payment.
Yes. So it's 877-635-6225, extension 777. And my name is Tina. And then I'm sending you the login email just so that you have it. If you try to log in right now, it won't work. It'll just say the account's in suspension. Click here to reactivate. So in the event that you get my voicemail, because I'm going to be gone for an hour, we're on the West Coast. So you were my
card.
Oh, good. Okay. I was going to say you were my last call before lunch, and then I was going to, okay, so let's just do that. And then now you have my number in case you have any questions when you log on.
Yes.
As a side note, Christina, you also, Local Splash has an app, so you can search your app store, whether it's Android or iOS. And you can look for Local Splash, and then you can log in using the credentials that I'm sending you in the email. That way you can also get the calls through, you know, a mobile app if you wanted to. Okay? But
awesome.
You said
okay.
His name was Brandon Owen?
Yes, ma'am. Yep, he's the
is
owner
that how,
of the company.
Is that how it shows on the card, or does it just show as TRG Heating
yeah,
and Cooling?
It just shows
or triangle?
As triangle. It shows as TRG Heating and Cooling.
Okay, that's what I thought. Okay. And then the billing address, is it still the 1027 Highway 70 West, Suite 105?
No.
Okay, what's the billing address?
7043, mm-hmm. spelled out like T-H-R-E-E.
Mm-hmm.
So it's 704 space 3 Sisters Road in Knightdale, North Carolina, 27545.
Is Knightdale like N-I-G-H-T or K-N-I?
K-N-I-G-H-T-A-L.
Okay.
K-N-I-G-H.
T-G-L-E. Right, okay, got it. And then give me the zip code one more time.
27545.
Okay, got it. Okay, so I'm ready for the card number.
It is 3716.
Okay.
785931.
Mhm.
92002. It's American Express.
Okay, and then the expiration, please.
0330.
0330, and then the 4-digit code on the front.
051.
Zero, it should be 4 digits. Did I miss it? Is 051?
Mm-hmm, it's just 3 digits. The security code is 051. It's American Express. I don't know if that matters.
Is that on the front or the back, that 051?
The back.
Okay, is there a 4-digit code on the front by chance?
Yes, 7306.
Okay, that might be the one it's asking me for because it says it's 4 digits on the front. So I think it's going to go through. Okay, so I'll process this. And then when you get the login to the dashboard, you'll have full access. Oh, actually, it says generic decline. So do you think that... Well, sometimes it just means that American Express wants you to approve it. Will you get a notification for that? Or would Brand get a notification?
No, Brandon would get a notification for that. Let me call him and tell him to push that through or let us push that through, and I'll call you. I can call you right back with that payment.
Sounds perfect. Okay, so then I will send you the login, and then if for some reason I'm, you know, gone, it's just because we logged out for the lunch hour, I can process it when I return. But I'll hang out for 5 or 10 minutes just in case, you know, you want to see it right away, okay?
Yeah, because you're saying that it's cut off for now because we don't have a payment.
Well, what happens, you'll still get calls, but on the programming to keep you guys on the first page of Google, all of that stops while you're in, you know, a suspension. So it's better to get this going sooner rather than later because Google changes the algorithms daily. I've seen it happen as frequently as 5 to 6 to 7 times in one day, you know. So that's the good news is that once this is rectified, then it will, you know, they'll pick up on all the programming that was missed.
Okay. Okay. Yes, ma'am. Let me call him real quick and see if I can get this handled.
Yeah, and don't worry. If for some reason I miss you, I'll just try it again when I return, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome, Christina. Have a good day.
Okay. You too.
Okay. Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.